Hello, and we are live, Chef Lawrence, my co-host. We are on episode 2, talking about chef to entrepreneur, what it takes, what to get it done, and we're gonna get started now.
All right.
Hello, my name is Christian Fischer. I'm your host for the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show. And I'm joined by Chef Lawrence, who is co-hosting this month with me, where we're going to share what it takes going from chef to entrepreneur. And if you haven't done so, please go to christianjfischer.com. And if you scroll down on the homepage, there's a free copy of our ebook called From Chef to Entrepreneur. With that, welcome, Chef Lawrence. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, doing great. And you? How you doing, Chef?
Good, good. So we got some really good feedback from episode 1, where we kind of talked about what it will really take to go from chef to entrepreneur. And people really resonated with your story, doing it not only once, you did it twice. Once going into your own business, doing the home meal replacement, and then doing the brasserie you do now. So really appreciate you guys, you know, kind of giving us those feedback. And thanks to you, Chef Lawrence, for sharing your expertise. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think today we're going to talk about getting clear on, you know, who you are, what you want, getting paid for it. And, you know, from I just been reflecting on our last podcast, and I was just wondering, you know, curious that, you know, this ebook that you put together, which is amazing, I feel it's not just for people who want to go out and start their own business, but it's also a great tool to kind of look at yourself as an entrepreneur, even though you may be working for someone else. There is a term called an intrapreneur. I'm sure you're familiar with it.
I absolutely love that, because I think it makes work different. Because for me, I would like to have employees which feel like they are entrepreneurs, not just employees. Oh, I really love that idea. Can you talk to us a little bit more about it? Because for a lot of people, it might be a new concept.
Yeah,
let us
absolutely
know how you see the concept.
Yeah, absolutely. I think looking at yourself as an intrapreneur, it's no different than still looking at yourself as an entrepreneur. And I think one of the biggest things, like you just said, you would love to have employees that looked at yourself as an intrapreneur. And one of the things that is a key skill in being an entrepreneur is be able to hold yourself accountable. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the ways to really effectively hold yourself accountable is to understand who it is that you are and what you represent. Because when you're doing a task and you know who you are and what you want to be known as, it's easier to hold yourself accountable to your results, because that accountability is what's going to allow you to leap yourself forward in fulfilling that brand or that promise that you want to deliver to the people that you're working for. I hope that makes sense.
I totally love that. That was a really good explanation. And so building on what we spoke last Wednesday, We want to dive a little bit deeper of what it actually takes to get it started and how to get clear around that. The second thing is, I think, what it's most important, Lloyd, you know, how you get paid around it. And then also, how do you put it out to the marketplace? We call it, you know, get known and get noticed. So from your perspective, Chef Lawrence, what does it take to get really clear and what you want to do if you want to scale your career, if you want to scale a business, if you want to start a business, or if you want to just start simply with a side hustle?
Yeah, and I think it, it all begins with what it is that you want out of life, period. Yep. I mean, what do you want to be known for? It's working it backwards. I mean, when you die, or when you pass on to your great reward in the sky, or wherever you want to define your great reward as, what do you want people to say about you? That's something that I learned early on in my life. I mean, even when I was a teenager, I would reflect on at my funeral, when people are talking about who I am, what do I want them to say about me? And an example is some of the things that I really value about myself is I want people really like my personality. I want people to say he was funny. He was able to be able to use his humor to diffuse situations that could have been tense. I want people to realize that I was very personable and I was authentic. So those are just, and I'm sure that those are characteristic traits that a lot of people want for themselves. So then it's like, well, how am I going to live that life? How am I going to reflect those characteristics? And one of the things that I've defined about myself, one of the skills that I have, is that I'm really good about taking an idea, a concept, and building it to a point to even, first of all, answer the question, is this even viable or is it not? If it is viable, I'm really good at taking it to the next step to where it actually starts becoming a business or a side hustle. And I use my traits, my humor, my authenticity, my personability as a way to make my skill marketable. And that's what I'm doing right now. And I've always been mm-hmm. that type of person, as from startup to igniting it to an idea that could be of something of value.
I absolutely love that, because it was very similar with my partnership as I started my side hustle, because I learned, and I forgot who said that to me, if you want to know what you want to do, ask or pay attention to what people asking you for. And for me, paying attention, people always ask me, hey, can you connect me with this person? Or, hey, you're always into some really cool new stuff. What is out there currently? What's going on in the industry? And the final thing was that people were saying, hey, you have a good solid background. Can you share with me how you did it? And it took me a long time to realize that this was actually the three things. For me, I thought it's one of those great things that you need to have some really phenomenal idea. But sometimes I think it's in the simplicity. And within, you know, my business, what we do is exactly, we connect people. It's all around networking and putting the right people together. We bringing new innovations to the marketplace, and we share how we do it. So it really became our business model. So that's some really good advice. How did it work for you? And going back 20 years, 20 plus years, for you to start your first home delivery system, how did you find out that that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, like in our last podcast, I just knew that I had a skill to cooking. Mm-hmm. I always felt a desire. As a kid, I always gravitated towards the kitchen. I always wanted to watch people cook. I always wanted to participate. And when I was in college at SDSU, I worked at a Chili's and I worked in the back of the house. And I enjoyed it, but at the same time, I didn't feel like there was a sense of fulfillment, because I never saw the customers eating the food that I prepared in the back of the house. And I wanted to see what their experience was. So I knew I had the passion, but I also wanted to be kind of on the front lines to where I was able to receive firsthand, you know, feedback from the customers, what my craft or my skill is affecting their life. So as I said in the last, you know, podcast last week, when we sold the second internet company I was involved with, I decided, you know what, I'm going to do this. And I want to be on the front line to where I can receive firsthand feedback from my customers. And I just went for it.
I
didn't even think twice about it.
I love that. So as you started it, you know, we're saying the second thing is get paid. How did you know that the market demands what you want to put out? And how did you make it a financially valuable business for over 20 years?
Yeah. You know, when you were just saying that, Chef, when I first started the business, I just did guerrilla marketing. I made a bunch of door hangers, and I picked out the top zip codes where I knew people had some of the disposable income. And in my area, you know, San Diego County, it was Del Mar, Carlsbad, Encinitas. They're all the coastal communities. And I would park my car and I would spend 4 hours walking the neighborhoods, putting these door hangers. And I said, I even have a website at this point. It was just, you had to call me or email me for me to email you a menu. And I had a certain goal saying, if I had X amount of people reach out to me, then I know that I've got a business. Well, I reached my goal very quickly. And that's how it began. And I just sent out the menus, and then people were placing orders. Actually, what I did first, I'm sorry, I actually did the whole personal chef, where I actually brought my equipment. I would schlep it into people's homes, cook the meals, package it, and put it in the refrigerator. When I was walking out the door of one of my clients, I said, this is not scalable. I can't be schlepping my equipment around. I need to centralize this thing so I can scale it and accommodate more customers. That's what I came to that conclusion. I did the door hangers. I started getting more orders, and it just rolled from there, and I started getting paid for what I thought was a fair price at that time.
Yeah. I love that. And that's just a really good story on I think it's perseverance, where you were really clear of what you wanted to do and who you wanted to serve, and then going after it. And for me, that's what I admire about you. You call it guerrilla marketing. For me, I think it's putting yourself out there. And there's a lot of chefs and a lot of people in the hospitality space which would love to do that, but feeling uncomfortable doing that, because it's not easy going out there, putting your information on the door hang and being vulnerable. How did you work through that?
And maybe you can help me with, there's a saying about, you know, burning the bridges behind you as you march forward. There's a story that goes along with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of had that same mindset that I'm going for this. You know, I was at a point in my life where I can do this. I didn't have any children at the time. I mean, I had my girlfriend, which is now my wife, and Christine totally encouraged me and said, you know, this is the moment in your life to go for it. And I just did it. And I was, you know, and another thing too, and maybe this could be another episode, but I was very disciplined on how I managed my cash flow. Mm-hmm. I wanted to prove very early on that my business could be profitable. So I really cut my expenses way back so that in my first quarter, I was in the black, not in the red. And then I looked at all the little things that worked that made me be in the black. And then I just focused on replicating that over and over and scaling those little elements. And before you know, in the first year, I'm like, wow, I mean, this thing is rolling along. It's kind of taking on itself. The word of mouth is spreading, which is a key indicator that there's a need in the market. And it just, and because I went for it and I defined who I was and it started working out, it just builds your confidence. And once you start building your confidence inside, it's its own fire that just starts burning and taking over. And you just don't want to stop because you just want to see where it can go from there. Are you at with your business? I mean, you're in the same position. You're doing it.
Yeah. And it's funny how things work. The partner, or we looked at somebody who did something very similar than what we are doing. And also, I think perseverance is important. We are in this space now since 2017. So we on 7 years doing what we do. There was somebody a few years ago which did something similar to it. And we just checked out his website and he hasn't done anything since May of last year. So for me, I think he gave up. And you didn't give up. So before we get into that piece, so now there was a really good way of describing for you, it became a must. And the whole idea of, you know, if you want to conquer the island, you need to burn the boats. And you certainly, there's no plan B. And I think plan B for a lot of people is an excuse not to do it. So if there's no other options, you need to get it done. That's how you get it done. And I absolutely love that you managed it down to the little things. Hey, this is how I make money. And just, you know, focusing on that and grow that. That's absolutely amazing. I love that. And let me pivot a little bit. If you are in your career and you want to scale your career, and what we teaching in our programs, it's really simple. Can you think that you in the culinary industry can make $400 million a year? And if you guys could, please let me know in the comments if you think you can do that. And reality is, yes, there's a lot of chefs, celebrity chefs, and some other people making $400 million and more. So what is the difference between the guy in the restaurant down the street and the guy making $400 million? And for me, it's as simple as how to provide value. The more value you provide in the marketplace, the more money you can demand. And so now this is really simple. If you are a sous chef and you want to be a chef, so you need to behind the scenes learn the skills, what it takes to be a chef, and then overlay the personality and the skills you're good at. And then put it out in the marketplace if it's within the facility you work and or if it's elsewhere. And there was a really interesting study done, and I'm not sure who did it, but they were saying that chefs leave a lot of money on the table because they work in places for too long. And their study was that you need to change jobs every 2 to 3 years because then you get a 10% bump if you get into a new position. And by a whole career, you leave $1 million or $2 million on the table because you work for. So longevity is not a good thing because it's hard to get a double-digit raise every year. So for me, if you're in a career and you want to scale, get really good in what you want to do, get really clear in what you want to do, exactly as Chef Lawrence talked about, and then provide more value to the marketplace. And that's how you can demand a higher salary. So you talked a little bit about, you know, the perseverance you had. How did you work in getting known, not just known, but noticed in the industry? Because I believe there's a distinction, different, you know, being noticed and being known. So for us is you want to get clear first, then you get started and getting paid. Now we want you to get noticed. How did you get noticed besides the door hanger thing? I absolutely loved it. What else did you do to get noticed in the marketplace?
Well, I started embracing, you know, the social media and started doing it, showing people behind the scenes what it is that we do, doing more videos, personal videos to kind of explain the process. And really, there was one video that really helped make me known, not just known about, you know, that dinnerdelivery.net even existed. It made me known about what my philosophy about cooking was. It was one evening I opened up the walk-in and I walked around with the camera and I said, look at all these meals that we just prepared that's going out to our customers. And then I put my hands up and I said, right now I'm giving everyone a blessing. I'm blessing all these meals right now out of gratitude and thanking you for everyone that's trusting my hands, because I believe my hands is directly related to your health. And when I put that video out, people got an understanding that not just me. It wasn't like I was positioning like this was my belief. It was my entire staff as well, that when we're back there, we're cooking with a state of gratitude. We're not just looking at the carrots and the green beans and the chicken and all the proteins and just throwing it in a tray and trying to package it as quickly as we possibly can, that we're actually looking at each piece that goes into each food tray and with a sense of gratitude and appreciation that we get to do this for a living. I mean, we get to create and affect people's health. I mean, health, how cool is that? You know, so when people understood that, then they just started telling their friends, like, well, actually the feedback I got is that my customers came back and said, you know what? We've always tasted your food and we knew that there was something special. And after watching your video, we know what it is. We can taste the energy of love in your food. So
love that.
That's how you get known, is like, let people know what it is inside you. This isn't in a job. I mean, if you're a chef and you're looking at this as a job, then these podcasts are not going to resonate with you. But if you're a chef or anyone else that looks at this as a life purpose, or there's a burning passion behind what it is that you do, let people know what that is. And I guarantee you, they're going to come back and say, that is it. That is what I've always been feeling when I experience the value that you provide. And that is just, and that just helps you identify where you need to just focus on and become stronger and more skillful at, and you're going to get known, and then you'll get paid. The pay will come.
I absolutely love that. And there's some really good feedback. So now let me bring it back to, if you are in a current in a position and you want to scale, you want to find a new position, you want to be from a sous chef to a chef and from the chef to a corporate chef, whatever it might be. And the quickest way for you to get noticed is around networking. And if you follow our series, please go back a few weeks. We interviewed Gil Rodriguez, who has a networking company, and he gives some really cool tips and tricks and strategies on how to go out there and network. For me, getting noticed is all about putting yourself out there and communicating and, you know, hanging around the right people. And if you show up for that consistently, and you provide value back, that's how you get noticed. And before we get into the final thing, how to get known for what you're good at, I want to make sure, if you haven't done so, please click on the link below for the show notes. And then if you have an opportunity, please join our private community called the DisruptiveChef.club, where you get a front row seat for all the great things we do. You get a little bit of behind the scenes on how the team put together all of the things we do and how we come up with topics. And then also how we rebranding internally. And as we creating new programs, you will be able to come and be part of those programs for free, because you took a chance on us. So we want to make sure we reward you for that. So, and then if you haven't done so, please share this. If it's valuable to you, share this with a friend or somebody who can benefit from this information. And again, today is day 2 of the whole month of March, where we're going to talk about what it takes going from chef to entrepreneur. And that's not just something we read about or heard about. I lived it, Chef Lawrence lived it, and here we're gonna share real world experiences on what we did in order to make it work. So now getting into the final point, how do you, after you get clear of what you wanna do, you start getting paid for it and people started noticing you, how do you get known in a marketplace and what do you do?
Well, I think one of the key things is consistency. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said it earlier, Chef, just showing up. I mean, if you just show up on your job on time, you're already ahead of the workforce as it is right now. But show up consistently, provide consistent value. And then I think it's really important. And I think it's a great learning moment for anybody, but also a speed way for you to get known is taking what it is that you're known for and teaching mm-hmm. it to others. Teaching that. Other people to help that. Learn what it is that led mm-hmm. you to being known for. That when you turn around and start teaching other people, I mean, not only does it reinforce everything that you've learned, it helps you grow exponentially, but it's also going to be this fast track of you being known because you're willing selflessly to teach other people what it is you learn. And that's exactly what you do, Chef, with the mm-hmm. mastermind group. I mean, it's like yeah. you're constantly in the, and everyone that's a part of it is constantly sharing their knowledge. It could be about financing money, how to goal set, how mm-hmm. to network, how to market, how to self-communicate with yourself and in personal development. You have a lot of people that have this experience and be willing to teach it. And I think that's how you get known is be able to take what you're known as and turn around and teach it to someone else.
Love that. I absolutely love that. And now bringing it back to if you're currently an employee, I think there's three ways of getting known. You probably heard it said, if you want to get stuff done, give it to the busiest person. Because the busiest person knows how to get it done and deliver yeah. results. So if you being asked to step up, this is an opportunity to get known because they know that you're getting it done. I also relate this back to what you said. I think to get known in something in the industry, you need to be consistent. And this is what we're trying to do with these episodes that we put out consistently, new great content. We have a publishing company where we help chefs publish a book in 8 weeks or less, not just chefs, anybody in the hospitality industry, if they want to share a gift, an idea, or just a story, we are the platform to do publishing within the hospitality industry. So I think being consistent is also a very important thing. And finally, my third thing is in getting known is not just being really good in what you do, being consistently in what you do and do it the way only you can. And if you want to make mac and cheese, because if Chef Lawrence and I have the same ingredients, if we make our mac and dish, it will be distinctly different. Even though we have the same ingredients, we work with the same pots and pans and everything else, it will be different. And then for me, that's what I love about this industry, because you can make a great burger, a great mac and cheese, and it's yours. And people know exactly you're known for that because you make the best of that. And then finally for me is, if you want to be known for something, I encourage you to write a book. I had the opportunity over my career to write 30 plus books. If you want to be a subject matter expert overnight, there's no better way than to do a book. And it doesn't need to be a 300 page book. It could be a 50 page, hey, this is how you get ready as a chef in the morning. Or Chef Lawrence, I hope you don't mind if I let the cat out of the bag. He's working on a book on how to teach. I let you talk about, he's, by the way, a phenomenal coach. But what is your book about?
Yeah, so for over a decade, I coached youth baseball. And so I've been working on a book on basically a handbook for any parent that's just starting out coaching youth sports. And they have no experience, but I'm doing it from a chef's perspective. Because there's a lot of things that I learned as a chef that translates that I use in my coaching. So that's the book that I'm working on. And like you just said, Chef, I'm just making this thing maybe about, you know, 40, 50 pages, and that's about it.
Yep. That's all it needs. Because books are being consumed differently than years ago. Where, you know, I still have a few books which are 300, 400 pages. I never really gotten to beyond page 6. You know? But if I have a 40-page book and I know I can read it over the weekend, And if I want to become a coach and I want to become better, I know over the weekend, it could take me a year doing it on my own or reading Lawrence's book. I can do it over a weekend and I can start teaching like a chef out there. So for me, that's just, for me, I'm super passionate about it. And even our internal goal, Chef Lawrence, you know about it, is we want to help 1 million hospitality professionals write a book over the next 10 years, because I believe they're big in a book, not just as a business card, but a really great way to get out there in what you're really good at. So with that, before we wrap up, I want a quick recap. But Chef Lawrence, if people want to know more about what you do, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, real easy. You can reach me via email at lawrencejmartineau@gmail.com. Also on Instagram, it's Lawrence Martineau. Those are two of the easiest ways to get a hold of me. And if you have any questions about, you know, transitioning or things that you want to work on and moving yourself forward, please reach out. I'm willing to help. That's why I'm here.
Awesome. And if you haven't done so, please like this episode, share it with a friend of yours, and join the disruptivechef.club, our community. We would love to have you. So for me, we talked about getting clear in what you want to do. How do you get paid for it? How do you get noticed? And how do you get known? And I have, by the way, a whole page of notes here. Okay. And for me, the key one is what you just said. I love the idea of the door hangers. I love everything you said. So for me, my key takeaway today is, burn the boats, no plan B, because that's exactly what you did to make it work. And that's what I had to do, because I walked away from a very lucrative corporate job and said, I don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to do it for myself. I had no other options. My kids like to eat, you know how it goes, and they like to have the heat on in the wintertime. So I had no other option. So for me, burning the boat is the way. What was your key takeaway from the day?
I think the key takeaway for me is just, first of all, just take the first step of getting yourself out there and consistently keep doing it over and over and over again. And when it feels uncomfortable, that means you're on the right track. Becoming the person that you need to become. And so just do it. And before you know it, you're going to be known for it and you're going to be so happy that you did it. So that's the key takeaway.
I love that, because I think what you just described is that step in between getting noticed and getting known as well.
Exactly. That's it. Yep.
Because the universe wants to know that you're serious about it. So it will make sure that you have a few challenges you need to overcome, so the universe knows what to do for you next. So with that, I want to say thank you for being here today. Chef Lawrence, thanks for sharing all your insights all the things you do. So you've been not just a really good friend. I love working with you. And hopefully for the listeners here, they've gotten some value out of this. So this is number 2 out of 4, where we're going to teach you guys how to become not just better in what you do, but moving from a chef to entrepreneur. So with that, I want to say thank you. My name is Christian Fischer. I'm the host of the Disruptive Entrepreneur Show. Very happy to be joined here by Chef Lawrence as my co-host. And we both want you to remember to disrupt your kitchen, fire up your career, stay hungry for change, because we're signing off. So with that, be the change, be the challenge, and set the world on fire. For that, thank you, and we see you guys next Wednesday.